Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KCHCPT. KCHCPT, everyone listening. KCHCPT, listening clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE, KB8OOE, KE8GEK.
Hey Phil, how do you copy? I'm sitting here in the king's chair.
Yeah, we're sitting on the porch here. Pretty decent copy. A little background static, but overall, hear you nice and clear.
We're going to have to do some super staples or something of that nature, or flower pots or something. You've got that tram, I think, don't you? Still the Omni?
Oh, yeah, I'll get that hooked up before long. After I get the back straightened out, and that way we can chit-chat and not have to use the HT like this. But I need to get that dual band thing set up. That way I could just walk around with a little UV5R in my pocket.
Crossband repeat, yeah. I haven't showed her any of that stuff yet, but I'm sure she's going to be interested. I would do that, like I said, over top of something steerable. I want to copy that beam that you got. I want to copy that so we can stack those and then play with cofasian tables. Now, that DNA thing you got would be nice for setting them cables up. And that way we can do vertical and horizontal directional stuff. And then use single sideband, and not have to tie up the system. But you sound all right. You sound real good.
Now that's cool. I was surprised. I kept thinking something was wrong with the doggone DNA when I couldn't seem to get a decent SWR out. Both of those antennas that came with this HT. And so this morning I ran and got a Baofeng UV5R and kind of pop it on there, and the SWR is really good. Crazy, man.
Yeah, they're really not as crucial. You know, look, you got something helically wound, and if you change what it's sitting on, then you're gonna change a little bit of the characteristics. So it's not going to be a perfect science, but if you keep it down under like a 2-to-1, if there was a way that you could check the standing wave right from the radio itself, I think that'd be a lot more handy.
Yeah, I follow that. Well, unfortunately, the SWR on the two antennas that came with it was 5-to-1 or better. It was ridiculous, man. And so I kept thinking something. I'm not doing something right, but no, I was. Everything's cool. I've learned how to, in a rudimentary, simple way, at least use the VNA for checking SWR. You know, set the start and the end frequencies and all that kind of good stuff. And so it's cool. I learned you something.
Yeah, this analyzer, you got to do it the same way. Otherwise, if you think it's too wide, there's just going to be a bunch of dips and valleys. But yeah, I want to compare how the meters read. That's part of the point of getting together on that, is we can compare and see how close they are on the actual down to the grubby science. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would be great to see that they're both within a very small percentage, you know, of one another. Give you a little confidence when you use it to trust what you're seeing. But, yeah, awesome.
I think I just lost out on 50 T-posts. I was going to get them and then list about 30, 35 of them and keep the rest. For the B project, and then It's pending. I was going to get them for $2 a piece. Somebody else wants anywhere from $4 to $7 each for them. And man, I'm just, all I put out is my breath, and they suck about half of it back in.
Oh, man. Where were these things located at?
Not Montrose. Towards the Clio area somewhere down there, but those glass bowls are the others are over by Midland, so, but I got the trailer for those because they're 30 feet long, and I don't want to short them any, you know.
Oh, yeah, it must be pretty nice to have a trailer like that where you can haul some long stuff with it. I remember you helped me bring those fence poles here. That was cool.
That's handy. I mean, it's nice to have a pickup truck with a ladder rack on it. Same deal.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So what do you got going on today? I got a bunch of stuff to do outside and plug away inside a little bit. Tonight should be a nice day to do it, I guess.
I was debating coming down there and cleaning my fence line and scrapping and maybe doing a little more mushroom hunting. She's got to go into work tonight, which is kind of depressing, but I got parts coming in for that Ford PTO I got to work on for Jeff's sister. And then I got to hook up the foil mower so she can mow that cabbage patch of a front yard and then get her set on that. And he's got a set of plugs he wants me to put in there. And then I got another load of stuff I got to pick up at his house. Somebody stole all my conduit I had under his shed. I had 2 sticks of 3-inch. And then they also took a couple things out of his garage and scrapped them because they didn't obviously know what they were. They were hot filters for the wood gas stuff. They were cut and ready to roll, but apparently they needed them for scrap more than I needed them for stuff that I'd already built them for.
Well, that sucks, man. I hate a damn thief.
I got a good idea. I know who it is. And I don't care for scrappers much. I mean, they're just about the scum of the earth. I watch them haul corn planters and, you know, hobby farm stuff right to the scrapyard and send it off to China. I give China rust. That's all they deserve anyways.
Yeah, I mean, this fella, his garage, has he secured it? Did they break in a window or something? Or is he going to be able to keep them out of it? That'd be terrible.
Well, it's his friend that he gives all of the scrap stuff that's real scrap to anyways. I've had stuff there I pile up for scrap, and Jack comes and gets it.
Wow, that's messed up. Yeah, KB8OEKEHEK.
KB8OE, it is what it is. I don't like to give away anything that I can use, like welding stock, stuff like that. If I can rack it and stack it, I keep it. But I had 8 feet long thick wall tubes that were four or six inch that were on the steel rack. And they took those. They helped themselves to those. You know, and they were brand new.
Yeah, that blows. Damn. People are morons or jerks or thieves. Trying to use the right word there and not swear. But at any rate, yeah, I was, as far as the mushroom hunting goes, I was thinking, man, I need to get my butt out there. Right now, the way the weather is right now, seems like it'd be ideal for morels.
They're just popping. Those ones I got are in my yard are about an inch tall now. I would say a little closer to the weekend, but you may find some that are in better spots if you go looking. But I'm telling you, the ticks are horrible. Tape your pant legs, put boots on, tape your pant legs, and spray up and down your legs with, watch bump in the trees, but spray up and down your legs with off, and you won't have as bad a problem. The ticks are just nasty.
Yeah, I know. I'm really concerned about it. I was watching some videos that was at Pemberton, or however you pronounce it. You soak your clothing with it, it dries, and it's good for, like, even for so many washings. And I know about taping up your pant legs and all that good stuff, but the doggone TSC, they didn't have the concentrated stuff in stock. They really didn't have much of nothing. So I'm going to go elsewhere and look or order some off of Amazon. But, yeah, I keep thinking, boy, I want to spend a lot of time outside. And every time you're out there, it's a risk of a tick bite or two or 20, you know.
You know what the problem is?
Yeah, they're putting them there intentionally on purpose.
That's the virus. You know what the real problem is? Hey, Phil, where are the pheasants, the partridge, all these other birds we used to have? They're gone.
Yeah, I saw that. And you know another thing that I became aware of, you know, recently? And it really got me to thinking, when I was a kid and you'd drive up north or any tooling, you know, in the summer evening or whatever, you'd have so many bugs splattered over your windshield and everything, you hardly see a bug anymore. It's like, what the hell's going on?
That's a fact. There's an awful lot of that. Even the mayflies, like how the roads get greasy and everything, a lot of that stuff's gone. That's fish food. You know, it's gone. I don't know. It's like the countdown, you know?
Yeah, it sure seems that way. Really sucks, but just keep a stiff upper lip and keep moving forward. Do the best you can, right? That's all we can do.
I hate to put it out there, like, you know, sound like a pinko greenie sissy kissing leftist, but, you know, some of the stuff is true, and, you know, the bugs and the frogs and all them different things are the first indicators. I remember they made fun of that Alex Jones about the gay frogs, but, you know, those amphibians are some of the first clues to the issues, you know. A lot of these fish are just covered in tumors, and a lot of that's the microplastics and those type of chemicals in the water too. You know, people worried about mercury. we got other issues, but anyways, enough of the gloom and doom, dude. Let's get on it when you can. I know you got a lot going on. It could take you forever to get even halfway caught up to where you need to be. But you got plenty of time now, and use your hired help there when you can. And but she's still in the work mode, so you can't do too much of that without meal prep. So stay on that too, man. You got your work cut out for you, buddy.
100 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
Yeah. You know, one last doom and gloom little snippet. I don't know if it's too early. I'm not sure. But usually we'd hear those spring peepers, all those frogs out there in the evening and stuff. And it's like, I haven't heard a single one yet.
Oh, they're good, dude. They're over Jeff's sisters. They were all over the place. And they've been... But they're like the bees. They got to be above like 55 in the nighttime to be more productive. But they're in mate mode already. I got them at the end of my street, and you know, they're back in the woods there, where the one spot where I hunt mushrooms too. So they're out. No, don't worry about those things. They still got enough bugs to eat, apparently.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. But Yeah, we'll have to get together real soon. I'll try to, I mean, I realize as far as doing all the projects and getting everything complete around here, that's going to be a long time coming. But even if I put a decent dent, get a little satisfaction from getting some of this stuff done, I can still take some time to get out and do other stuff, like radios and obviously bees and mushroom hunting and fishing and whatnot. So we'll have to do some of that stuff for sure.
Oh, the reservoir is full of cats. I got two or three deer livers. You want to do some bottom fishing, but I want it to be warmer in the nighttime. Man, after that surgery, my hands and feet get cold so easy. And usually we stay down there. Jeff isn't going to do it anymore because he's 24/7 bed now. But until he's got to really bathe, but he's getting a lot of sponge bath in too. I don't even know if he can even get in the tub anymore. They almost need a walk-in bathtub. But anyways, that we would fill 2 5-gallon buckets where I go.
Oh, that's cool. Sorry to hear about your friend doing so poorly. Yeah, we'll have to do some fishing. How is the water in that system up there? Are the fish safe feed, or do you have to really limit how many or whatever? I'm not that familiar with that ecosystem over that way.
Since it moves so fast, I'm not that worried about it. But a couple years ago, I would have skipped out on a PFAS or whatever from that one plant in Lapeer. But knew one good fish fry a year. Not nowhere nearly as clean as where I camp up north. And but we'll have to, you know, discuss that later. I like the primitive or relatively primitive camp, and up there around Lewiston area, there's a lot of nice spots there that, you know, those fish are clean. They'd all eat.
KGK. Lewiston, isn't that up, is that far from Hillman and Atlanta? Isn't that kind of in a similar, fairly close together?
I think they all use the same jail. Don't ask me how I know.
Yeah, we used to go up there rabbit hunting years back, and a really good friend of mine, his dad's buddy lived up there, and we'd go visit him, and after we get done hunting and stuff, we'd go out to the bars and drink beer and stuff. It was a lot of fun back when I was a kid. But, yeah, that's some nice country up there. I really enjoyed the time I spent up there. For sure, those lakes up there, like Crystal Lake over there, trying to think which county it is. But Beulah's right down there, little town of Beulah up near Frankfort. Man, that water is so nice up there. I was spoiled fishing in those nice, clean lakes.
Yeah, we had a crew on a pontoon one day putting around. I'm not going to tell you exactly where. We got, of all the fish we caught, there was 125 keepers for the whole crew. And we had a hell of a fry, and it was a good time. But caught a couple bass, and then I think there was a pike in that mess, and then all the rest was perch and bluegill and crappies and stuff, and it was sunfish. And, you know, there's so many snakes and turtles. The snakes were getting on the boat and stuff. It was something else. But, man, we and they were all big. They were slabs, you know. So it was quite a party of us up there. But there's so many. You use a crappie rig, dude, you're catching two at a time a lot of the time. But you catch perch that are like 4 or 5 inches long, you got to throw them back, right? So you might have 500 fish over the course of the day.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it was in Crystal Lake. We'd pull those perch up two at a time, and, man, they were nice-sized perch. Those males would do their thing in your boat in the spring, And my uncle said a lot of that's kind of dried up because it opened up down near Illinois, down in the Great Lakes down there. They opened up commercial fishing and slaughtered the heck out of them, so the perch don't come up into the lake up there like they did back in the day. But yeah, I remember what it was like to catch those perch. It was awesome.
You go up there once a year or something, but like I said, you get about 500 a day. You might get maybe 60 to 100 keepers, depending on how big your crew is on the boat, you know. And, not much of that place is over about waist deep, but it's all muck on the bottom. So it's just packed full of leeches. Them fish got food for days, you know. And then, you know, the turtles, they just clean up the mess with, give them all the guts and heads and everything else. And boy, they were in hog heaven. The snakes are just everywhere.
Oh, yeah. At any rate, yeah, I need to get off here and get doing some stuff, but I'll keep this rig on, and you can shout at me later if you get a minute or something to chat about that we need to discuss or anything. But I'm going to get off here, Mike, and talk to you sometime later today.
Hey, man, thanks for yelling, and congrats on getting those radios programmed. Now, I'm going to order a different programming cable because I can't make this one talk with those little mobile rigs, but I can definitely flash the memory on the one that you're using in the UV5Rs, so you've got a long list on there of usable machines locally. And we'll work on that and a few other things, but this is the right stop, buddy, because there's enough information with all these guys that are on here. There's, you know, if you got questions, there's guys here that can definitely answer. So we need to get some beams set up so we don't tie the machine up. But I'll tell you, when you're mobile, you can't beat this system for this side of the state for certain. And for doing that trip up north, and your coverage is almost constant, especially if you've got a good gain antenna. 7-3, Phil. We'll holler at you later. I got to get to go on the road here. I got a bunch of mails to answer to on my private messages, and hopefully I can get some of these things lined up and maybe do the roundabout and pick some of this stuff up. The parts are supposed to be there for the tractor tonight, so I'll be working in North Branch tomorrow. 7-3, talk at you later. This is KB80OE.
Okay, Mike, sounds good, man. Have a good afternoon, morning, afternoon, etc. Catch up with you soon. 7-3, KB80OE, KDHE, clear.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
TV8RVB. TV8RVB. TV8MCG Mobile.
This is K0ACP monitoring.
KB800E.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 68 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 68 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
UTV Mobile. Anybody from the Michigan State Radio Club on frequency?
Connected to CMN Network.
This is WAA-UPD Mobile. Is there anyone on frequency that might be able to help with a radio demonstration a little later?
KE8YAV, what about this radio demonstration?
Thank you, YAV. I'm going to be giving a demonstration at an elementary school in Lansing. I just want to know if there's anybody around that might be able to let it get them on the radio if they want.
You're cutting in and out. You must be kind of far away from the repeater. Is it? a different repeater that's closer to you or something that maybe I could reach as well? Because you're cutting in and out real bad.
Yeah, I'm on an HT in a car. I'm just coming in Lansing. I'll be in a couple minutes, okay?
Yeah, roger that. Hey, here's what I'll have you do. My call sign again, Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Alpha Victor. Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Alpha Victor. Look me up on QRZ and send me an email, all right? And I'll with your phone number, and I'll give you a call today, okay?
Okay. I'm driving. I can't write it down, but I'll try to remember. KE8YAV. About 15 minutes, I'll be at my destination, and I'll try to do that. Thanks a lot. WAAGCD Mobile.
Yeah, roger that. I look forward to hearing you. KE8YAV.
KE8YAV, WAAGCD Mobile.
Go ahead.
Any chance you could get into the Michigan State repeater?
I am unfortunately not a student at Michigan State, but it's definitely possible that they have an email on their own QRZ page. I know their call sign is Whiskey 8 MSU Mike Sierra Uniform. You can give them an email too, but I went to Michigan Tech. I have a degree in electrical engineering technology as well, so. And I have a lot of experience with teaching kids. So, whatever you feel is best. If you want to shoot me an email with your phone number, I'd be more than happy to help you out. We can connect and learn more about what your vision is. Just let me know. But if you do want to get into to MSU, I'm sure that their email on their QRZ page would probably be a great place to start.
Pound for pound, Michigan Tech has more women than any other university in the country.
That's for sure. Okay, YAV. Yeah, I had arranged to actually do this demonstration through the Michigan State repeater, and I programmed my HT wrong. So basically, from 5:30 to 7, I'm going to be with a bunch of kids at an elementary school telling them about ham radio. So I just want to make sure somebody's around. I don't know if they're going to want to try to, you know, contact on the radio. But if you're going to be around or somebody else will be, I'll just stay here and do it. I'm in bad traffic right now. There's a lot of construction. So I can't do an email until I get to my destination. Thanks for coming back and trying to help. And, yeah, Michigan Tech's a great school. Great school, in fact, and I love it up there. WAAGUPB Mobile, home QTH Cadillac.
Yeah, roger that. Is that demonstration tonight, you said? Is that tonight?
Yeah, tonight. I'm on my way to the elementary school as we speak.
What's the location on that? I'm heading north on Old 27 right now, but I could turn around and I could meet you there if you want me there.
Oh, that's awfully generous. It's Forest View Elementary. But what I'm more interested in is somebody on the other end in case the kids want to talk on my HD. Not a real big deal, so I wouldn't turn around just for that. But I'm sure there may be some others that might come back if I give them a call. Thanks a lot for your help.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, no problem. Hey, I'll try to be around my radio if I can. I can't make any promises, but if I hear you, I'll come back at you. Will you be on this repeater on the 14788?
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with Lansing repeaters. I've only got a couple programmed. This one, and I think 147-100 or something like that. I think I'm going to stay here because I'm hitting it with the HD. Once it gets designated, I'll have a little better antenna. thanks again. By the way, my name is Lynn, Lima Yankee November. What's yours?
Yeah, no problem. Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Alpha Victor. I appreciate it a lot. Like I said, I'll be around my radio and I'll see if I can if you don't hear from me though, I'm sorry. Hopefully you'll get somebody. But yeah, my home QTH. I'm originally from Battle Creek, but I just started a new job up here in Lansing. So, if you like I said, you've got my call sign, my emails on my QRZ page. Don't be afraid if this is something you do regularly. Shoot me an email and let me know. I'd be more than happy to help out. So, yeah, KE8YAV.
Thanks again, WAGPB Cliff.
Hey there, UPB, if you're still listening, I'm on a repeater that's linked to the Lansing repeater, and I have my kids here with me, and we will be around listening in case there's no one else to talk to.
Oh, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. I just put the wrong numbers in, I think, because I can't bring them up. A couple students are going to be saying, here they are, we'll see. And kids usually have mics right, so I'm not sure there's no mics, but it's I'm one of a bunch of different people. Thanks again. Beautiful evening. WAAUTV, Cliff.
Well, we hope you hear you out there. KFAGHJ, Cliff.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
CIA Sherpa Toaster, Mark in Wadburn, Ohio. Anybody? CQ, CQ, CQ. Anybody out there in Mount Clemens, Michigan that I can talk to?
Connected to CMN Network.
CN Network. Okay, who can I talk to CN Network?
That's just a repeater identifier. This is KU8FCD, way north Michigan, up here in East Ella. Go ahead.
Yeah. My call sign is KEA Sierra Toaster, KEASFS. And my name is Mark, and I'm in Wadburn, Ohio. I just want to know who I'm talking to.
Roger that. This is Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, and my name is Steve, and I'm at the Iosco County Airport, and just watching some planes come in and out, you know, private airport, and yeah, pretty cool. I got you about 5x9, Roger.
Oh, okay. You sound good. You know,
Yeah, they're just putting some fuel in one of the Cessnas over here. I was on my way home from work and thought I'd wheel in here. Seen one tooling around the airport and thought I'd see if it was going to land and make it a couple, what do they call them, tuck and goes, right?
Okay. I don't know too much about airplanes too much. I've been to the air show in Mount Clemens, at South Air Force Base, Air Navigar Base, excuse me. I've been there, and I was born and raised in Mount Clemens, and before I moved down here to Ohio.
Alright, copy that. Yeah, I was born and raised up here in Northeast Michigan, and born on the 379th Bomb Wing Air Force Base at Wordsmith Air Force Base, off to Michigan. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, I got one who can answer the, the reviewer here in Mount Clemens, Michigan. I'm glad they got a reviewer with the Etherling. I'm talking on Etherling right now. And go ahead.
Ah, copy that Echolink. Yeah, I have Echolink at my QTH. I'm mobile, actually, on the AQ-2980. Talking on a base media repeater down there. Well, I think it's in, I forget where it's at. It's just southeast of Bay City.
Yeah, Mount Clemens is about 30 miles north of Detroit. And,
Roger that. Yeah, they're all these on a link system. So if you're on that one, which I don't even know what that frequency is, they're all linked together. So it's one of those things that they've been working on here lately.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. Well, I gotta get going, so I'm gonna let you go. And you had a sunny 3, and have a good day. See you at 8, Sarah Puckle, sir.
Roger that. T-8-F-E-V, we'll be clear with you. Hang in there, brother.
Will do.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 70 degrees.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 69 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE, KB8OOE, KE8GEK. KB8OOE, KB8OOE, KE8GEK. KE8GEK clear.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 69 degrees.
KB8OOE, huh?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Don't get much better than that, so.
That's cool. I was expecting to hear the sound down by the radio, but it's coming out of my hand, out of the speaker. Been a while, I guess, since I've messed with something like this.
What are you using, a walkie-talkie with a speaker mic?
Yeah, I'm using that DM32UV, that Baofeng radio I sent you a picture of yesterday. I put the speaker mic on it and hooked it up to the cable to the 7500 diamond antenna cone.
Oh, I thought you were going to use that little mobile rig.
Oh, I will, but I've just been really busy outside doing stuff, and this stuff is all handy, so I thought, you know, I'll just hook this up and try it for now. But, yeah, I'll hook that radio up. Probably won't do it till tomorrow, but I know where everything is. Not only that, I've got an adapter with the clamps for a battery with the cigarette lighter auxiliary, like, plug on it, and that's what the power cord for that Banjoie or whatever radio uses, and so I could either plug it directly into the truck here, or I've got a 12 amp hour lithium battery I could use. So either way.
I'm doing good. It'll definitely do better when you hook up that little mobile rig.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, for some reason we got a bit of static in your signal that last go around.
Oh, I'm using a handheld radio. It ain't gonna do that good. You found the right outside antenna on the truck. We'll see what you do when you get another 6 dB behind you.
Yeah, okay, so you can copy me pretty doggone well.
100%.
Yeah, good. Same on your end. I can copy you 100% too. But I know, like with the HT, with the antenna, built-in antenna, I know if you turn the HT and move it around, the signal goes up and down. So, yeah, that could have been the explanation for a little splurge of static in there.
Of course. If I had one of my other antennas here for outside, and one of the mobile rigs hooked up, it'd be fine. I'm going to get the data cable for these little mobile rigs. That one I bought is not doing it.
Oh, yeah, you were saying that. Man, I know that there's
a lot of controversy on those doggone cables. Some guys say, oh, yeah, this will work on any of the rigs, and other people say, no, it won't. And, you know, there's a lot of fake cables out there that don't have the proper chip in them and stuff. So it's kind of hit or miss, you know, unless you spend the big bucks and get the doggone cable from DX Engineering or someplace like that.
I got the cheap one. The only one that even really worked solid was the one for the walkie-talkie, the 10-inch style plug. So listen, I'm going to get a hold of Scott and ask him about those little connectors to hook up to these to do data, and then I'll get back with you on that too.
Yeah, okay. Well, from now on, when I'm driving around town and stuff, I'll have a rig with me, you know. I'll get that other rig in here and just leave it in the truck.
Yeah, and the nice thing about that little 212 radio, 218 I think is what it is they have dual watch. Although it's not a crossband repeat, it's got dual watch, and it's real handy when you're listening on simplex, too. So, I don't know, we'll play with it, get things a little more in order, and start building antennas. Eric wants to build antennas. Gary, I don't know if he will or not. We'll find out on him. But I'm going to bring some of this up. I got to do those other radio mods and see what I can get those to do. And then we'll go from there. We got to get the Hermes lights up and running. And I was checking on those little PA-100s. And they had the PA-125, but I don't know if I want to go that middle ground or not.
Yeah, I follow that. I mean, if I had time to build PAs, you know, what you would want to have. That's cool, but man, if it's going to take us forever to get around to with all the other stuff, it wouldn't hurt to have a smaller purchased one, you know what I mean? As long as it was a reasonable cost and everything, and it was a decent enough unit.
We could always do like we were talking about before, put 100 watts into something that switches, and then use the Hermes as a receive for that filtration, then we could look across the band and see what's going on.
Yeah, I still have that information on that antenna switch, SDR switch, that it's a real high-end device. It has very, very little loss. They build them in the UK. I just haven't figured out which one I want. But that would be the bomb. You could use it with the Elenco or any other rig, you know. It would allow us to use the Hermes, like as you said, for receive and to see what's on the fan with the pantograph.
No, filters. That filtration on that Hermes is incredible.
Yeah, you know what? That makes more sense to me than buying a linear. It's just buy that switch. And I want a decent one. I don't want one that's got a lot of loss. You know, some of the ones that you see, they're very lossy, if I've read correctly. But the one that's there, it's SDRSwitch.com, I think is the website. It comes out of the UK. That one's supposed to be very, very low loss. You can read up on it there, and they'll show you all the certs and stuff. But, yeah, it might make more sense, because that's probably well less than half the cost of a small amplifier, and it allow us to have the 100 watts and use the Hermes. So, and you know, and then when we get around to building a power amplifier, it's just dedicated to maybe the Hermes, then we could just, you know, do that instead of compromising.
Oh, either somebody's battery's running out or we timed out the repeater. All right, Phil, I'm going to cut you loose. I'll talk to you sooner than later. I got to wrap this house up for the night and get up bright and early morning and do it again. 7-3, this is KB8OOE.
All right, Mike. Catch you later. KB8OOE, KHEK clear, 7-3.
connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, wait, you are listening.
Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 58 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 58 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.